all right, I told you wrong. It's 1 Thessalonians. Back up to 3 pages. Oh, sweet Jesus. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 3. Let's look at verse 12. Paul's writing to the church in Thessalonica. He said, and the Lord make you to what?
Increase.
And abound in love toward one another and toward all men, even as we do toward you. Oh, precious Lord. Now turn over to 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 1, look at verse 2. Paul's writing another letter to them. Grace unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul's saying, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith, what?
Groweth
exceedingly. Their love was abounding back there in the first letter and increasing. Your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. That's saying a mouthful. Your love is abounding. Your faith is increasing. This church had something. If God will help me this morning, I want to teach us love wins. Love wins. Let's help each other make it home. Love wins. Galatians 6:1 says, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. Bear ye one another's burdens. Can I tell us here this morning, if we ever needed one another, we need one another now. We need each other's prayers. We need each other's love. And we need each other's support.
Yeah.
Romans 15:1. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. God help me be a support to somebody else. Help me to be their shoulder to lean on. Help me, the Lord, to have the words to encourage and to help them along the way. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. In other words, lift up those that are struggling. To edify means to build up and to lift up. Lift up those who are struggling. Lend them a helping hand. Lift them up with your encouraging words. Let them know that you care. Tell people that you love them and you appreciate them. They need to hear that in this dark hour, in these trying times. We can lift the spirit of the others and make their day and their life worth living. Hallelujah to God. How many knows that? We live in an unthankful generation. We really do. And I think when we fail so many times, we fail to tell our brother and our sister, our mommy, our daddy, our children. We forget to tell one another, our companion, our husband, our wife. We forget, we don't tell them that we love them and we appreciate them. That'll make their day. Hallelujah. I know I've got my study back here in the back of the house. Mary, she's in the living room in her chair. We read our Bible, have our devotion. We pray every morning. She'll either say it, holler it all the way from the living room down the hall, all the way into my study, or I'll be in the study and out of the clear blue. I holler at her and I say, babe. She said, yeah. I said, I love you. I love you too. As the day goes on, I hear her voice. You don't know what that makes me feel like. You know when you tell somebody you love him, you know what that does? That helps you to think that you're important.
Right.
Praise God. To know somebody cares, somebody loves you. She'll holler back there and say, babe, And I say, yeah. She said, I love you. I said, I love you forever. Praise the Lord. You know, what's wrong nowadays to say thank you?
Yeah,
I appreciate you.
Yeah,
to walk up to one another. Come on. Wrap your arm around them and say, you know what? I appreciate you. You don't know the mind battles that people have.
Right.
When they feel like that they're not wanted or they're not important. Mm-hmm. You got all these clubs and these things that people join nowadays. You know why that they're mixed up in all of these clubs and these social things? It's because they want to feel wanted.
Right.
They want to feel important. But I'm telling you what, God, His arms are bigger than mine. He's wrapping His arms around His children this morning and saying, you are important to me. I love you. And I gave my son, that's how much I love you. I gave Jesus for you. Can you say, I'm glad that He loved me that much? I'm telling you, if that love was filled in our hearts, we would show it to others. I said our words would be words of kindness. Our words would edify and lift up. The strife and the enemy and the jealousy and the wars would cease. My Lord, what was it Jesus said? He said, the disciples asked Him, said, Master, what shall be the sign of Thy coming and to the end of the world? And Jesus said, number one, take heed that no man deceive you. It'll be a time of deceit like you've never seen before. Liars and deceivers and seducers will wax worse and worse. He said that there would be earthquakes in divers places. The earth right now is heavy under the man's transgression. And she's a reeling and a rocking like a drunken man. And the world's about ready to go down. And Jesus said, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. A nation against nation. And kingdom against kingdom. Have you ever seen such a time that the blood runs in our streets? And hate is at an all-time high. In the year of 2020, the increase of murder went up 29%. The worst it's ever been in the United States of America. Murder has risen a 29%. But what Jesus went on down, He said there would be famines and there would be pestilence. And that is what we got this morning. There is a pandemic that's sweeping the world. He told the disciples, when you see these things, He said, know that My coming is nigh, even at the door. I believe what the clincher was this morning. He said, because iniquity shall abound, because it's a growing and it's getting worse and it's getting darker, hallelujah, and stronger in our world. He said, because iniquity shall abound, He said, the love of many shall wax cold. I'm telling you, the love for God in our generation. We live in an unthankful generation without natural affection. My Lord, my God, a world full of deceit. Hallelujah. Yeah, He said, when you see that, or when people lose their love for Me, when they lose their love for one another, I feel God here this morning, raise your little hand and say, God, I want to be like a Paul's letter to the Thessalonian church. As we see that day approaching, let us increase in the love of God. I feel us, Lord. I pray with Your love this morning.
Yes, thank You, Lord.
Wax. I'll tell you what you do. Listen close. Listen real close right here. Take a candle. Take a candle. A big old round candle about this tall. Take you a lighter, a match, and light the little wick. And watch it start burning. And as that little wick burns and that fire goes down that wick toward that candle, I'll tell you, Jesus, He is that fire. His love is a consuming love that we need. And as that little wick burns and the fire moves down to the top of it, it gets so hot there that the wax melts and it is just as clear as glass, just as clear It's not hard anymore. It's clear. You could take that candle and you could pour that liquid wax out just as clear as glass. Liquid. You could form anything with that liquid glass. Liquid wax. But listen. If you should blow the fire out and the fire don't burn, I'm here to help us.
Come on.
If you lose your desire and your love and commitment to God, you lose that divine touch of God and that charity and that love on the inside. You blow that little flame out, it don't burn no more. The desire's gone. The fire. The zeal is gone. That liquid wax that was just as clear as glass, it begins to crust. It waxes over and it gets harder and harder and harder. Did you know, people, now the Bible said they're past feeling? They don't really realize how far away from God they are. They don't realize how cold they've got on the inside of their heart. They've lost that touch. They've lost that gentleness. They've lost that love and that desire for God. My Lord, my Lord. I remember Brother Scotty a long time ago, back in the 80s, Mary and I was still going to Flatwoods Church, Flatwoods, Kentucky. Brother Benny Grizzle was a pastor of that church that time. And I'd been seeking the Lord. I said, Lord, I want a closer walk with you. Lord, would you feel me, Jesus? I pray, feel me, Lord. Run me over. I want your spirit more than anything. I want the joy of the Lord. And I had remembered by heart Galatians 5 concerning the fruits of the Spirit. And Brother Scotty, every time I'd kneel on my knees, I quoted to God. I said, Lord, I want you to give me the fruit of the Spirit. I want your love, your joy, your peace, your long-suffering, your gentleness, your goodness, your faith, your meekness, and your temperance. I would pray it over and over and over. And at night, Brother Scotty, and I knelt on my knees at the prayer time at that old bench in Flatwoods Church. And I said to the Lord, I'm going to quote him again to you, God. I want the fruits of the Spirit, the love, the joy, the peace, the long-suffering, the gentleness, the goodness, the faith, the meekness, and the temperance. And when I quoted the very first one, when I said, Lord, I want the love, the Holy Ghost stopped me. He said, son, he said, if you get the first one, they all will follow that. They'll all come if you get the love. Raise your little hand. If we ever needed the fruits of righteousness and the fruit of the Spirit, well, we're not gentle like we should be. We don't have temperance like we should be. My Lord, we're not long-suffering. My God is long-suffering this morning. Our patience runs out.
Yeah, bless him, Lord.
God said, he stopped me right there. He said, son, if you get the first one, the rest will follow.
Yes.
And I have never been the same since, and that's what I focus on. Put your love in my heart, Lord.
Yes.
Put your love in my heart for my family. Put your love in my heart for my companion. Put your love in my heart for my brother and sister. How many's a struggling this morning in our world? How many's up against it? And the devil's just a wooling you and just pushing you down. Did you know an encouraging word can lift you up and edify you and make life worth living? Praise him, church. Praise him. Praise him. It's worth living. I said it's worth living to know that I got somebody that cares. Hallelujah. So I think we need to start. God's love will draw us together like a bond that nothing can break. Put on as the elect of God kindness. Colossians 3:12. Listen to this. There's a story of an old man who carried a little can of oil with him everywhere he went. I mean, he's got a can of oil around the house. Natural oil. And if he passed through a door that squeaked, he poured a little oil on its hinges. Like many, many years ago. If a gate was hard to open, he oiled the latch and lubricated it with that oil. And thus he passed through life, lubricating all the hard places and making it easier for those who came after him. Oh, dear soul that carried the oil. People called him weird, but the old man went on steadily, not paying any attention. He kept refilling his can of oil when it became empty. And he oiled all the hard places that he found and came to. Can I tell you this morning that there's many lives that creak and grate harshly as they live day by day. Nothing goes right in their life. They're up against it. They're rubbed by the circumstances. They need lubricating with the oil of gladness and gentleness. And thoughtfulness. Thank you, Lord. Have you got your own oil, can of oil with you this morning? Be ready with your oil of helpfulness in the early morning to the very one that's nearest to you. It may lubricate their whole day for them. The oil of good cheer to the downhearted one. Oh, how much it may mean to that struggling soul. The word of encouragement to the despairing. Would you speak it? Oh. Our lives, listen, our lives touch others sometimes one time as we come in contact with them. Perhaps on the road of life, and then maybe our ways diverge and we go our separate ways never to meet again. The oil of kindness has worn the sharp, hard edges off of many a sin-hardened lives and left it soft and pliable and ready for the redeeming grace of Jesus Christ. A word spoken pleasantly is a large spot of sunshine on a sad heart. Therefore, give others the sunshine and tell them, I love them. I love you. I love you. I appreciate you. And Jesus loves you. Somebody can say, I need that. Brother Tommy, I need that love this morning. I need that bond of perfectness. I need that bond that keeps. Yeah. I need that abounding love. I want to grow more, Lord, in it. Listen, I wrote this right before I come this morning. Oh, for the right kind of words. The right kind of words. From the heart where my Jesus lives. Life and death is in the power of your tongue. Life and death is in the power of our tongue. Your words can kill, or your words can heal. They can either kill or heal how you speak. We fling words so carelessly out, not realizing that they can affect another's heart in a negative way. The words that you speak can build up or they can tear down. Come on, Lord, help me to lift up. Come on, Lord, let me build your kingdom. Come on, Lord, let me build my family with the right kind of words. Oh, God, listen. The attitude behind your words can edify, bring hope, and bring peace. They can mend and they can soothe. They can bring faith and love. Or your loose, prayerless words that you fling out and you speak, they can hurt and grieve others and repel them away. Jesus said, by thy words, thou shalt be justified, and by thy words, thou shalt be condemned. Our families, our husbands, wives, and children need to hear the words, I love you, and I care about you, and I appreciate you. Where are the words, thank you, in our generation? If we could pray and ask God to fill us with the love of the Lord, it would bring a change in our world around us. It would bring a change in the way that we talk. Gone would be the quarreling. I said, gone would be the bitterness and the strife. Our words would fill empty, hurting hearts and make others feel like their own life was worth living. It would fill in every gap. It would mend every fence. It would heal every hurt. It would lift the heavy hearts. It would bring the sweetest peace. It would lift the heavy burdens that people carry. Somebody needs to hear from you this morning.
They need to hear from you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Love wins. Let's help one another make it home. Sister Carla, you are important. Brother John, you'll never know what that testimony did to me the other night. You was bragging on Jesus. How that you used to be, what you used to be, and how far God has brought you and what he's done for you. That helps others.
Yes.
Jesus loved me. That's what John was saying. Look what he's done in my life.
Yes.
Can we slip our hand to him right now? Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Thank God I'm not what I used to be. I don't live like I used to live. There's been a change. The love of God, the Lord has put it in my heart. And I love him. We love him because he first loved us. How many this morning will agree with me that we all are up against it? Every one of us have our own personal battles. Mine might not be like yours. It might be in a different area. We each have our own problems. We all have an enemy.
Oh, yeah.
The devil. He's our chief adversary.
Yes.
He's the one that causes all the trouble.
Yeah, that's right.
He's the troublemaker. God. He's the tempter. He's the tormentor. He's the afflicter of body, soul, and mind. It's him that's taken peace from our earth. It's him taking the peace out of the churches and out of families. Glory to God. He's causing all the pain and the suffering. He takes peace out of the government. Come on. Oh, Lord. It's him that wrecks humanity. And if we ever needed the love of God to be a balm in Gilead, it's a healing balm. We need that healing force of God's love this morning. It's him that causes the wars and the strife. Isaiah the prophet looked into our day. Listen, he saw the devil Satan making the world a wilderness. I tell you that we are up against demonic powers. That's what you're feeling hovering over your head. This is what's causing all the chaos and the confusion. Demonic powers. Paul said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against the spiritual wickedness in high places. That is what you're feeling. That is the pressure that is over society. My Lord. That's the cause of all the wars, the fighting, and the strife. People are letting these spirits in. Oh, God, help us.
Yeah, come
You cannot tell me that you can sit and watch movies, watch shows with violence, bloodshed, fighting, cursing, ranting, raving, threatening. You cannot do it. People wonder why have I got problems in my mind and in my soul and in my heart and in my family. Get your atmosphere clean. I said put on gospel music and play it and sing unto the Lord and get rid of all these wicked spirits. Those things will get in you and they'll make you want to fight and they'll make you want to fuss. They'll make you want to quarrel. Come on now. We need to recognize our enemy in this hour. I love you and Jesus loves you and I'm not letting the devil come into my mind and I'm not letting him in my house. Praise the Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
Yes.
I think what we need is another trip to the altar a lot of times and say, God, would you give me another bloodbath all over again, all over again.
Oh, yeah.
Feel my heart again, dear Lord. I feel like I've slipped. And if you ain't awful careful, if you keep up with the news and what's going on, it can make you bitter and turn against these things and turn against people.
Yep.
I fight it. I look at the unjustness of it all. And I thank God, how much longer will you let this go on?
Amen.
But the Bible says, beloved, keep yourself in the love of God. Keep yourself in the love of God. Don't let this age, the spirit of this age inside of your heart. Keep your eyes on God. We're up against it.
Amen.
These spirits come to lie to you and to bind you and to take away your peace. Yes, the devil does. This is what we're up against. We are going to have to recognize our enemy and know his devices and his tactics in order to defeat him and gain victory to be what God wants us to be. Now listen, Satan's goal in this hour is to conquer and destroy. He does this by dividing and by separating. He'll separate you from God if you let him. He'll pull you away from church if you let him. He don't want you to be strong. He don't want you to be encouraged. He don't want you to be edified. He don't want you having joy and loving the Lord. Come on. This pandemic, if it, anything it's done, it has separated people. It's separated workers on the job. It's divided them. Come on. It's a separating people. They're afraid to come to the house of God because they're afraid that they'll get this germ, this COVID-19. And I honor you. If you wear a mask, that's good. That's up to you. If you want to wear a mask, that don't offend Brother Jason here in this church. But like it's often been said, people can go to Walmart. They can go to their job. They can go to Kroger. They can go to food fair. And they can go out. They can send their children to school. But they can't come to the house of God. We're up against it.
Amen.
The love of many is waxing cold. I appreciate everybody in this congregation this morning that made an effort to come out here. You know why? Because your heart, you wanted the Lord. You wanted to serve God. You wanted to praise Him.
Right.
He's out to conquer. He's out to divide. He's out to separate us.
Right.
And to get us away from the love of God.
Amen.
He don't want you strong. Paul wrote to the Corinthian church in 2 Corinthians 2:11. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us. What? To get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Lest he hinders us. He trips us up and gets us down. He will use anything. Come on. I said the devil will use anything and he will use anybody to hold you back from living for God. Don't let things interfere in your commitment in serving the Lord. Don't let the devil stop you. Praise God. Oh, the things that hold us back. Oh, Lord, we're up against it. Yes, we are. Ephesians 4:27. Neither give place to the devil. You know how the Greek reads? Don't let the devil have any place in your mind, your heart. Don't let him in your life, your home, or your family. Don't let him have a foothold in any part of your life. Don't let him in. Praise God. Neither give place to the devil.
That's right, amen, wow, brother.
People are listening. They're listening to him and they're following him.
Yeah, that's right.
Can I tell you this morning, don't let your enemy dissuade you from the love of God. Love wins. I said love wins. Love wins, God.
Oh.
Don't let the devil use anything to deter you, to discourage and hold you back. Let's help each other make it home. Can you raise your hand right now? My father, I am my brother's keeper. What was it God said to Cain? Where is your brother? Cain answered him back, am I my brother's keeper? Oh, yes you are. Yes you are. Oh God, you're the link. You're the link. Oh God. I'm here this morning to help you recognize your enemy, how not to let him get an advantage on you, to hinder you and obstruct your progress in serving God. He'll defeat you at his own game, and you'll be none the wiser. When you yield to him, you defeat yourself. Knowledge is power, and it'll save and deliver you. It'll save your home. It'll save your family. It'll deliver a church and bring the Spirit and the power of God. It'll bring revival when love comes back in. A love completely for God and a love for one another. It'll push everything else out. Can I tell you, in this hour, the devil has pulled out every instrument and weapon out of his arsenal that he's got.
Amen.
That's the truth. He's pulled them all out. It's all out war against God and God's church.
Right.
But no matter how much hell threatens, Jesus said, I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
That's right.
Upon this rock I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Hallelujah to the Lord. It don't matter how much Satan howls and how much he threatens. There's one bigger, and his name is God Jehovah. And Jesus is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Praise the Lord. My God is bigger than this government. My God is bigger than this pandemic. Can you say God wins in the end? Hallelujah. Love conquers all. Praise the Lord.
Yes, amen.
The Lord, Brother Scotty, is bigger than any pestilence and any disease. He's bigger than heart trouble. He's bigger than cancer. Praise God. He's greater than all of the hate and the evil that's in this world. There's a force far greater than the power of Satan's kingdom.
Amen.
I'm glad I'm serving Jesus, ain't you? Can you praise him? I'm glad, Lord, I know you. I'm in the kingdom of God's dear Son, translated there by the power of God into the kingdom of light. Praise be to the Lord. Can I tell you, when the devil has thrown his last weapon and lie at God's children, the church will still be standing. God's true praying people shall overcome.
That's right.
We shall triumph. You might be having it hard right now. Listen, up against it. But be of good cheer. Christ overcame the world, and we shall also overcome in him.
Yes.
Stay in him.
Right.
Stay in him. Stay in Christ. Stay in church. Praise the Lord. The love of God wins. I'm going to try to wind this down.
Oh, God.
Love wins when the smoke of battle, Brother Scotty, clears. Brother Chuck and all the weapons lie silent. Love wins. Love always comes out on top. When the last threatening voice of Satan fades away, love will stand victorious and will conquer all. Let's help each other make it home. If I can help a struggling brother and sister along the way, I will. I'll give them a word of encouragement and I'll tell them I love them and I'm praying for them and I appreciate them. At times the Lord will tell me, he said, won't you send so-and-so a text? Brother Chuck's good at that. He'll send a text or I'll send him a text. I love you, brother. Appreciate you. You don't know what that makes me feel. I see the words on that phone. Bless his heart. Hallelujah. I feel the Lord right here. We need one another. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We need courage. We need encouragement.
Right.
We need to be lifted up. Come on, come on. Just to know somebody cares about you makes their whole day lighter and better. Oh, God. Song of Solomon 8:6. Love is stronger than death. What? Strong as death. It's stronger. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. If a man would give all the substance, that means wealth, of his house for love, it would be utterly contemned. What are you saying, Solomon? If you can take all the goods and all the wealth in your home that you have accumulated in your lifetime and didn't have God's love, it all would be despised and worthless without God's divine love. It would be vanity. Material goods and riches profit nothing. It's all vanity and vexation of spirit without Jesus and without his love. Oh, God. Ask Mary to come to the piano. She will here this morning. There is nothing, I say nothing any stronger in this world than God's love. It is what holds us together and keeps us together. It binds us, Brother Scotty, together. Whew. The winds of opposition can't blow it off.
God forever.
Hallelujah. The winds of the force of winds against you cannot blow the love of God off course. Oh Lord, the floods can't drown it, the fires cannot burn it, and the devil cannot stop it. Death could not kill it on a cross. When the devil done his worst, when the devil did his worst, that's when God did his best. Don't you tell me you can't make it. You cannot serve God. God's grace is far greater than sin. It's greater than every evil in this world. The devil's crown drove the nails through love's hands, but they could not kill it. Death could not destroy it. A sealed tomb could not hold it. Hallelujah. If you are truly saved, that's the love of God, and you got it in your heart, you are going to make it. Raise your hand and praise him. God will see it through. You shall overcome through him that loved us and gave himself for us. Woo! If you are a Christian this morning and Jesus lives in you, this kind of love is in your heart. Notice Jesus. He said to have that love one for another and to let it abound. Would you stand with me this morning? Hallelujah. Let's help each other make it home. Come on, come on, come on. Thank you, Lord. Let's keep the fire burning. Keep the little wick on the candle. Keep the fire burning. Hallelujah. Don't let your heart get hard now. Let's pray and ask God. So I want to close your walk, Lord, with you this morning. Take out of me all these things, and the strife and the bitterness, the resentment, the unforgiveness. Take all of this out of me, God. Fill me with your love. Come on, let's pray. Let's pray.
That
church will triumph. Oh Lord, go home with a while. Hear me word to that wrong time. Hear me word to that wrong.
Someday, keep the love of God.
After all of this,
let that love abound inside of you. Thank you, Lord. Love one another with a pure heart, fervently, Peter said. Thank you, Lord. Forgiving one another as Christ has forgiven us.
Prayer is all I can do. But the Lord sends deliverance.
Yes, He does. Yes, He does.
See me struggling along.
Praise the Lord.
Lift my name up to Jesus. Let's help each other make it home.
Help each other to make it home. Come on.
Help me work to that wrong.
We're striving for heaven. We started out to make heaven our home. Take your brother by the hand. Take your sister by the hand. Put your arm around them and say, we can go together. We can make it together. Thank you, Lord. With the help of the prayers of one another.
Everyone that draws child. Everyone that draws.
Jesus, put that love in me, Lord.
When you're down in the valley,
praise the Lord.
Prayer is all I can do.
Put the spirit of kindness, God, in my heart, Lord.
But the Lord sends deliverance and strengthens me. Now if you're up on the mountain, see me alone. Lift my name up to Jesus. Let's help each other make it home.
Thank you, Lord.
Give me word to that wrong.
One song said, if you'll scoot over, I'll help you bear your load, your heavy load. Hallelujah, I'll help you bear your burden.
After all of this,
bear one another's burdens. Strong, bear the infirmities of the weak. Come on, people are struggling in this hour. Come, help me to help them. Jesus call. I'm longing for that day.
Worthy
after all, child.
Worthy
after all.
After all of
this climbing. Worthy after all. Every prayer that we pray, my God, every song that we sing.
After all of these
trials,
we'll
hear Jesus call.
Every word
did after all the child.